Hello, this is Moll speaking, sometimes known as Miranda Morris. Today is the 6th of October 2018, and this is the 891st Moll Out Loud podcast. I'm sitting here in the late afternoon. It's an exquisite day, and I feel a bit as if I'm living too parallel times at the moment. Part of me is, I was going to say reeling, but that's not the right word. Part of me is trying to absorb the rather sudden death of a dear friend this week. And the other part of me is pursuing the everyday, the things that I do, and I think I'm not reeling, and I think it's partly that time of grace one has between experiencing a shock and it actually taking hold. And I recognize this from from the times when my parents have died, and that there was a few days in which I just carried on, and somehow the loss was outside me. And I think that's what's happening with me at the moment. So I've had this day of a lot of activity. In fact, these last couple of days, I heard yesterday lunchtime about this friend's death. And maybe it's also that at moments like this, one is much more likely to seize the day. Life seems very precious and time very limited, and the way it can take us quite suddenly. And so it may also be that I've also felt quite a surge of energy today. And I've been moving from cafe to cafe. I've been doing that serial cafe writing today that I think I did this time last month. On Saturday is a day that, it's every first Saturday of the month, is a day that I go and join a number of other writers who I don't really know at this long table upstairs in a cafe in South Hobart. And we write for a couple of hours. And I know when I started doing this, I was very frustrated by the level of chat that was going on. But I've taken to carrying some noise-reducing earphones with me and listening to either the lives of others, das Leben der anderen, or Babylon Berlin. That are my current soundtracks for what I'm writing, and that just keeps me in my own space, and people around me can chat if they want to, as they frequently do. So that was that wasn't my first piece of writing today. That I started off going to the bookshop cafe, and kind of went through my notebook and worked out what I wanted to be writing today and what questions I needed to ask myself so that at the second place I was ready to go. And it was beautiful cycling between these places, cycling into town and then cycling into this other suburb, then cycling along the bike path, along the rivulet, back for lunch, and then heading for my local cafe to move on a little bit further. I'm quite inspired at the moment. I want to do some more writing today, but I thought it was a good idea to have a bit of a break. Part of the reason I want to keep going with it is because I suspect at some point I will find it much harder in the next week or so. And so just thank whatever it is that does this to one, that there is this this bubble of time between cause and effect. I'm thinking too that that this friend would have really loved the kind of day it was today, and in fact, the day she did die was very like this. A very beautiful day in spring. I've got on my desk a welcome home present, what should I call it? It was on my dining room table when I came back from attending the birth of my grandson 2 years ago, and she had lent me her car. She had given me a spare key to her car because I don't have a car, just in case I needed to get to the north of the state quickly for this birth. And of course it did happen that I got a phone call at 2 a.m. and was able to pop down and just take the car and drive through the night to the north of the state. And so I was there. I was able to be there for my grandson's birth. And when I came back, there was this lovely wine bottle with flowers in it, and she had cut out a sort of relief from a label that was called Miranda. The wine was called Miranda, and so she had made a sort of décolletage, I suppose, of that label to welcome me home. And I just thought it was such a lovely thing that she had made, and so I've put a daffodil in it, and I've got it next to me as I write. I do hope that you've had a good week this week, that there is something somewhere that has given you a lot of pleasure, and that you've been able to engage with your most important work, or what is most important to you right now. It may not be the work that you normally do. It may be something quite different. As I mentioned, I'm going to be taking next week offline, and so this is the last podcast until Monday week. It'll probably be Monday week, and maybe you will take some time offline as well. I don't know. But thank you very, very much for listening today, as always, and I hope you have a great week, and I look forward to talking to you again next time.